So, Greta Thunberg, what's going on?
Hey guys, welcome back to the Asperger world. My name is Dan. I have Asperger syndrome, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia. Okay guys, so Greta Thunberg, who is she and what's she all about? Basically, she is a 16-year-old Swedish environmental activist. She also has a diagnosis of Asperger syndrome, as do myself. And like, I kind of have been following her story quite closely because she's been popping up on my radar all the time. One thing she talks about is how she uses Asperger's as a superhero superpower, and that's pretty awesome. We know all about that on this channel. We talk about it quite a lot, and I think that she's doing a great job, and everything that she's doing is for the best. You know, I think she's trying her best. She's doing the things in which she believes in, and I love that. Now, one thing I must talk about though is the backlash she's getting from the American establishment. So Greta Thunberg was at the UN. And she did a big speech, very empowering, powerful speech in the UN about climate change and how dare people kind of take away the future of the children of this planet, and they're absolutely right, and I'm myself an environmental activist, and you know, we need this problem sorting. Now Greta actually was then mocked by Donald Trump. He put a tweet out something saying like, you know, Greta Thunberg is a nice young lady who has a bright young future ahead of her, or something like that, but then she took that and put it in her bio to kind of like a, you know, a big kind of like stuff you to Donald Trump. But one of the most interesting things that I found was that when the when she'd done the UN stuff, she went to America and she was supposed to be appearing on Fox News to do some TV appearance on Fox News, but Fox News said that they weren't going to have her on the show because she has a mental illness. Now, we all know that autism is a neurological condition and not a mental illness, and this really bugs me because I want to know, why is it that the establishment, the television, are so scared of having anybody represent autism on their channels, on their platforms? Why is it that they have to hide this version of reality? Why is it that they have to mock people with reality? In the terms of Greta Thunberg, the reason they are like that is because they're scared. They're scared of the fact that she's powerful, she's young, she's a woman, you know, she is of a generation that understands more about stuff than just money and greed. And I think that that is, you know, swaying the way of how people interact with our governments and our, you know, society in general. This is a very interesting state that we're in right now, because we have young people rising up out of the ground trying to change things, which is amazing, and I fully support that. And then you have the establishment machine, the elite, just absolutely just full force moving the machine against her, pressing everything they've got, trying to discredit her. Who the heck discredits a 16-year-old kid, a girl, the most vulnerable in our society, a young, a 16-year-old kid, a girl with a disability, and they want to pick a fight with that? That just shows you the level of like just bizarreness that we have going on right now. But what really concerns me is their use of mental illness, the terminology, what they're trying to discredit, the fact that she's an autistic person. Like, she needs to stay strong. We all need to stay strong, and we all need to support Greta Thunberg in her approach to her life and how she is doing things, because this woman is just absolutely killing it, right? She's you know, flying all over the world, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. She's talking everywhere. She should be in school, you know, she should be having like an education. She should be out playing with her friends, going to the movies, whatever. But she's not. She's like in her house, like conjuring up the next meeting she's going to have with a world leader, because everybody else is just too stupid to realize that we need to take action on our climate, you know. It's a crazy world we live in. It's one that scares the, you know, the crap out of me. And I just wanted to do this video because I want to know your thoughts on it. You know, what do you guys think? Do you think, she's being treated unfairly? Do you think that she's having any, you know, is the backlash in, you know, justifiable? I don't think so. I'd like to know your views on this though. So let me know what you think about this whole Greta Thunberg thing. And if you think that, you know, Donald Trump's right. You know, you might think that. You might think that there's something that I've missed from Greta, but everything I've seen, that, you know, she tries her best. She's doing her best for the planet. She wants the best for the future, for future generations. And we all have to respect that, in my opinion. But I don't think she believe. I really don't believe that she should have had the backlash of being called like mentally ill. I mean, like, who does that? I mean, that's not good.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.